Defence personnel in Darwin were put on heightened alert this month while strategic Russian bombers flew patrol missions close to Australia. The nuclear-capable aircraft was stationed in an Indonesian military base, but Saturday AM has confirmed they did not enter Australian airspace. A leading defence expert says there's little doubt Moscow was trying to gather valuable military intelligence. Defence correspondent Andrew Green has this exclusive story.
On December 4, two Russian transport aircraft landed on the Papuan island of Biak. Russian state media was there to capture the arrival of the military visitors, who were soon followed by two long-range bombers, bringing the total Russian deployment to 110 personnel. During the short stopover at an Indonesian airbase, the nuclear-capable Russian bombers carried out what Moscow described as an alert mission over neutral waters of the South Pacific Ocean. Peter Jennings is the executive director of the Australian Strategic Policy Institute.
We're seeing Russian behaviour returning to something that was more the norm in the late 1980s under the old Soviet Union, whereby Russia is actually pushing its military power to, as it would see it, the remote peripheries of the world.
The activity alarmed the Defence Force, and Saturday AM can reveal RAAF base Darwin was briefly on heightened alert. In a statement, the Defence Department says,
"The ADF maintains appropriate levels of readiness and posture to respond to evolving circumstances. In early December, there was a brief period of increased readiness."
Peter Jennings says the ADF was right to be wary.
I'm sure there would have been concerns about Russian intelligence gathering, because they wouldn't have come this far south without wanting to look at, you know, the one significant allied presence in this part of the world, which is what operates out of Darwin and RAF-based Tyndall a little further south. So I think there would have been an intelligence gathering effort, which we would have geared to resist.
The Defence Department insists there were no instances of unalerted or unscheduled foreign aircraft operating in Australian airspace during this period. But Peter Jennings believes the presence of the bombers so close to Australia is significant.
For the Russians to send a couple of aircraft this far down south, I think is really proving it's got the capacity for that long-range reach. And it doesn't surprise me in the least that our own military forces raised their alert levels in response.
For many years, Australia has had a somewhat uneasy relationship with Indonesia. What does it say about that relationship that we now see our neighbour training with the Russian military?
Well, I guess one wouldn't want to overstate it too much, but what I'd say is I think the Indonesian thinking behind this is to hedge its bets a little bit with China. So Russia and China collaborate together in this part of the world, but there are a number of countries, Indonesia and Vietnam come to mind, that wouldn't mind a more close relationship with Russia.
Peter Jennings from the Australian Strategic Policy Institute, ending Andrew Green's report.